A key ally in the U.S. war against terror, Uzbekistan, held a referendum yesterday that was denounced by critics as neither free nor fair. Not surprisingly, the government announced today that citizens had overwhelmingly voted yes in the referendum, which extends the president's term of office from 5 to 7 years. Human rights groups called the vote a ploy to keep Uzbekistan's authoritarian president, Islam Karimov, in power indefinitely. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from the capital, Tashkent.
Election workers in some precincts tried to attract voters by blaring dance music into the street outside. In a throwback to Soviet times, voters answering yes simply dropped their ballots into a box without marking them. Those voting no had to enter booths and cross off the proposal with a pen. Among those casting a ballot was Olga, a 36-year-old government worker. Of course we want our president to stay in office longer, Olga said. Naturally, we support the policies of our president. We want his term to be extended. Heavy indoctrination means it's hard to separate genuine Karimov supporters from those just spouting the party line. Opposition parties and the free press are banned in Uzbekistan. Many voters seem confused about what they were actually voting for. The government has not answered whether Karimov's current term will be extended until 2007, or if the change pertains to future elections. Karimov loyalists suggest the constitution will be amended yet again to let the president seek a third term in office, which could keep him in power until at least 2012. Sergei, a taxi driver drinking in a beer hall across the street from Olga's polling place, said Uzbek elections are no different than in Soviet times.
I haven't bothered to vote since 1970. They've already decided everything beforehand. There's no sense in it. You'll see, on TV they'll announce that 99% of us voted, but of the people that I know, no one is voting.
Sergei's prediction was not far off. The government today announced a 92% turnout, and not surprisingly, it said 91% approved extending the president's term. Generally, reporters saw little activity in most precincts. Some who stayed away, like Nina, a Tashkent housewife, got late evening house calls from agitated poll workers. They banged on the gate and wouldn't go away until I came outside, Nina said. There was a woman from the election precinct. She was irritated and asked why I hadn't come to vote. Nina said she was then handed a ballot paper. She said she felt compelled to cast her vote. President Karimov hailed the referendum as a great step for democracy. He dismissed his foreign critics, adding, "Sometimes you need to use authoritarian methods." The U.S. State Department criticized the poll again today. It said Assistant Secretary of State Elizabeth Jones, now in Tashkent, would raise human rights concerns with Karimov. Jones's arrival follows a flurry of visits to Uzbekistan by high-level U.S. officials in recent weeks. Those visits have been seen here as rewarding Karimov for providing an airbase for U.S. troops operating in neighboring Afghanistan.